Election officials across the state tallied results of the 2017 election late into the night. Garfield County Clerk and Recorder Jean Alberico guided me through the process.
The batches from here go back for signature verification. And we have a judge from each political party here. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they look at the signature on every ballot and they compare it with the signature that we have on file for that voter. And you look for like size and slant and characteristics and all those kind of things. They each individually look at their batches, and then if they see one that they don't think matches, they have to both agree that it's discrepant before it gets kicked out. People who have signature discrepancies get a letter.
You can put it down.
People who vote as military or overseas voters, they have an extra 8, if their ballot's postmarked by Election Day, has an extra 8 days to get to us. And then their ballots get tossed into the mix and get counted. We're going to go downstairs. That's where they're actually processing the ballots in. These are the ballots that have had their signatures verified and they've been sent down to be processed. And they've got a batch seat on them. So the first thing they do is they highlight, making sure again that all the ballots that we say in that batch are in that batch. Once these are ballots are all scanned, and when she decides to upload them, then all the cast vote records are uploaded onto what we call an MBB, which is an acronym for Mobile Ballot Box, but it's just a memory card is what it is. And then that's what we take upstairs and put in our card readers to tabulate the election. We'll go ahead and put in all the ones we've got right now that are in, and this will be the majority of the votes that will be counted tonight. Because we'll know our total here in a few minutes of how many there are.
As of 11 p.m., a tax supporting the Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District was approved unofficially with 66% of the vote. Colorado Mountain College's proposal to mitigate the Gallagher Amendment was voted down with 53% of the vote. Grand River Hospital District has won 66% of the vote. A tax increase for Grand River Hospital District has 66% of the vote. Garfield County ballot issue 1A supporting the historical societies was defeated with roughly 55% of voters opposed. Director of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society, Bill Kite, comments.
You know, as someone who serves the public, I just wanted a chance personally to take our initiative to the people, and that's people with a capital P. You know, and they've spoken, and I respect their decision. I don't think that it's a vote against history. I think it's just a vote against more taxes. I'd just like to thank everyone who voted both for and against 1A's historical initiative just for exercising their right as American citizens.
Eagle County voted overwhelmingly in support of broadband and yes for allowing retail marijuana. Peg Portscheller has unofficially defeated Randy Winkler with 58% of the vote. And Leadville City Ballot Issue 2A earned 56% of the vote. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.